and respond.
So you don't feel particular guilt in the sense of this area going to reform because of the fact there wouldn't have been a by-election without your actions. You see it as part of a trend that your former constituents are following.
Yes, the constituents of Durham didn't vote, or up and down the country didn't vote how they did because of my mistake.
I suppose they just wouldn't have been, you know, your former constituents wouldn't have been having this chance.
Oh, yes.
Without that.
I live that moment every day of my life, and of course I regret that. And if I could turn back the clock and change things, and that evening if I would have done the right thing and walked away, but I didn't. So I've paid a price, and I'll learn from those mistakes. And politically, I want this government to succeed. But if they carry on making big political mistakes, Winterfuel's an obvious one, but coming down the line is the personal independence payments. I'll say, listen, people on those back benches, that this is now the time to say, you know, you're not being disloyal, but you say, look, come on now, to the leadership, just think again on this. If we're serious about having two terms of a Labour government and transforming this country for the better, we've got to listen to the electorate and do the right thing.